Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I got to fix myself here. What the heck was I doing? Why am I like, I don't even know, like, is my turtleneck like turtlenecking or... Gosh.
Is your turtleneck turtlenecking? That's a good one. I like that.
I got my turtleneck, but I have my turtleneck, but I have my snake scarf, and then I have my chacana, which has the serpent and a bunch of other things. Because I knew Amy was coming, I had to get myself energetically vibed up for the show today. Amy Sikorsky joining me here today. I love this show, and I love the book, The Ultimate Guide to Channeling. Practical techniques to connect with your spirit guides. You know why I like this, Benny and Jacob? Because for so long, there has been so much misinformation and a lot of it is also misguided information. And what I mean by that is how many times have you heard young children, and I was one of them, and I bet you all were too, that was able to bring something forward. I'm just going to call it that for the minute. Amy's going to explain the whole rest of it. But bring something forward. You know, how many times have you heard a child say, you know, hey, mommy, blah, blah, blah. I think that this is what's going, whatever the language is, you know what I'm talking about. Today, we're going to get up close and personal with an amazing woman, a licensed vocational nurse. That's what I love about this. See, we can do this stuff and still, like for me, be a business consultant. I know it doesn't make sense, does it? Past life hypnotherapist, Reiki master, channel, and the owner of Spirit School, an online school for psychic and energetic training and development. See, I love that, right? An online school for psychic and energetic training and development. So what does that tell you? That tells you what she has learned somewhere along the line, and we're going to have her talk about it, is that we can share and transfer this knowledge so that all of you can tap in to that innate part of who you are. Amy, great to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. I want to just kick it off for a minute because there's always a story behind the story. Mm-hmm. And your book is fabulous, right? I mean, I love Out of the Gate. You say the art of channeling.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
But let me ask you this question. Here you are today, author of the book, fabulous, successful woman. But how did you get here? What did you have to overcome? What challenges did you have to overcome? What potholes did you have to get pulled out of to get you right here to this moment today?
Right. Well, I think the first thing was just really being myself and not caring what people thought, because the work that I do where I was led is very non-traditional. And I was raised in a traditional Christian-based community and house. And that is where my path started, just understanding that there, the whole concept of spirit, life after death, life before death. But it was in my high school years that I started to look for something beyond that and really go within myself to make a deeper spiritual connection. And that's when I was guided to a crystal shop and I found out about Reiki and angels and crystal healing. And that really started everything for me, because in the process of, I call it deprogramming myself, letting go of all of the fears, all of, you know, the thoughts of others, and finding the truth of who I am, I was able to find this light within and just flow with it. And in that experience of activating my light body, so your energy centers, mm-hmm. your chakras, my clair gifts started to turn on. And so that's how it all happened. I think I was divinely led to this path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The reason I ask that question is because when I start to think about my own journey a little bit, and why am I even thinking about my own journey? I think I have now I've fallen to the pressure of multiple publicists and book agents to write a book. You notice I'm not excited about that, right?
Right.
I mean, did you hear the way I phrased that? It's like agony in the ecstasy. But the reason I didn't want to write the book was because I didn't really think there was anything for me to share. But when I read books like yours, and see, my pathway is to honor you. I love this. Because how many people, young people, people of any age, have been chastised for having, may I call it, a channeling communication experience. Did I get that right or did I mess up?
Beautiful. Perfect.
Okay. But right? How many people?
Many. Yes. Yeah. 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 And I think the thing is, if they realize that everybody is often channeling, and it's important, I think, to actually understand what's happening, that's when you're more in control and have more sovereignty and autonomy over the process. So, I mean, I can see where there's some fear based in it, mm-hmm. but that's what the book helps to share and shed some light on, is the safety protocols and practices and how beautiful and loving and very therapeutic and supportive it can be.
Mm. You know, I was reading this a little bit, and you and I share something quite interestingly. The people, when I say it, they're like, no, it can't be you. You know, growing up, I was so self-conscious of my appearance, and I stuttered, and I had two beautiful stepsisters, and, you know, my mom always put me in the middle, and, you know, they were just drop-dead gorgeous. And I never felt comfortable in my own skin for a lot. Now, I now know why. Because I was really different on the inside. But how did that shape you? Because when you come forward and you have those feelings about yourself, you can either rise up as the phoenix, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to go all the way back to kindergarten is where it started, for real. And I remember. So school, and I walk over to a group of girls to sit by them, and she said to me, who are you? Who, like, why do you think you can sit here by me? And that was crushing for a young, you know, child who never had seen really kind of the beginnings of how cruel the world could be. But, you know, in that moment I was like, oh, okay. Okay, here we go, welcome to life. And so it's about having a connection to light, to source, to your soul.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the book helps to understand, is a process, a practical way to get there, to feel that you are supported and loved. And you have friends on the other side. We have spirit guides. They're here. Yep. They're around, the angels. So when we are going through challenges, whatever it might be, you can feel comfort, love, and guidance. So within myself, you know, that energy started to come around and build within, like, it's all good. It's okay. Be you. So today, you know, as an adult, same kind of thing. If somebody's not super comfortable with what I do, it's okay. Like, I honor you. I honor your path. I just ask for respect. You don't have to, you know, participate at all or believe it, but let's be kind and cordial.
I'm totally in. I get it. Look, you know, the reason I ask about this is because there's always an underpinning. And I didn't realize that till I started to, I'm a very private person, but in the past, I'd say 8 years, you know, more and more of listeners wanted me to share my healing story. They never even knew I was really sick. And basically, I've been doing this 20 years, and I was sick for about 10 of them, mm-hmm. because I'm so private, right? Mm-hmm. And I started to share more and more of that because I think we need to be relatable. And, you know, that's part of your journey and what you share, because it sets up a backdrop for everything that comes forward in you and everything that comes forward in the book. Look, the only friend I had, so this is why I relate to this, is was another young girl, and her nickname, okay, so if we're going to get down to it for a second,
okay.
Her nickname was Kathy Cooties. Seriously, right?
Yeah.
And I was either Fat Pat or Pat the Brat. And so we bonded. And together, we had developed our own level of self-esteem. But respect is so important that I studied it for 10 years. Now, having said all that, you still allowed your true nature to come forward. And you know what I love about what you've done in this book and your work? You've written this so that I understand now that there isn't just one way of channeling, just saying, that you bring us on a journey that says, wait a minute, there's vocal channeling, there's aura readings, there's automatic writing, there's energy therapy, there's oral cards, there's all of that. And that is very freeing to me because I've said multiple times, when I do this show, I don't think it's me that's speaking. Is how can we talk to people about these various ways so that they can find which one they might relate to? And thank you for breaking it down.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's such a great question. So we all have, I would say, whatever you're most drawn to, there's a reason for that. And so you can try to flow through. It should be really clear and practical. I mean, it might take a moment at the beginning to get your flow down, but the information should really be supportive. And for any of vision is a clear energy.
Hey, everybody, we're going to take a really short break. And when we come back, more about channeling. We're going to take just a short little break here. When we come back, more with Amy, more about channeling. But I want to leave you all with something really important. Channeling, intuition, energetics, oh my. Are they the same? Are they different? But when we come back, I've got three copies of this book to give away. And which one do you think you can identify with? Also, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. And when we come back, get ready for some fun. Benny, Jacob, let's take us to a quick break if we could.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belf on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Benny, as I said, there are three copies of the book, The Ultimate Guide to Channeling, Practical Techniques to Connect with Your Spirit Guides. But what I want to offer all of you out there, if you want to connect with Amy, we're going to take you on live and perhaps she can help with something, right? Today, 1-800-930-2819. If you don't want to come on, then Benny, say hi to Benny. He'll get your information and we'll get you a copy of the book. Amy, can we take a minute? How do people buy the book? How do they find out about you? How do they follow you? All of that stuff.
Yes. Okay. So the book is available wherever books are sold. And so you can order online or go to your, you know, local shop. And then my website is my name, amysikarski.com, and there will be links to the school there, free meditations, sessions with me, and my social links. But you can find me, I'm on Instagram, Amy Sikarski, and I also run Raise the Vibe Tribe. And out there, search my name.
Yep. And then by the way, you all, and I am trying to remember to tell you this, if you go to Transformation Talk Radio and you really click on the banner, it'll take you to Amy's page and it's got everything about her on it. All the buttons are hot linked and off you go. Amy, thank you for today. A couple of things I want to just express to the people listening. First of all, I don't know how you got like color images in the book, but there you go with that. But your book, it explains something. It asks some really cool questions and then it gives people something. And I was so thrilled because you do this sort of in a parallel form. Can you talk about, you know, not just the format of the book, but there's a real transfer of knowledge in the way you've done this. Was that your intent?
I was channeling that book.
I knew you were going to say that. I just channeled that question. So there you go.
There we are. I sat down and it just poured out of me. And I had some amazing editors that helped, you know, kind of make the format make sense. But the information, it is designed to start at a basic space, getting used to frequency. What is frequency? We begin with emotions. Emotions are frequencies. It's a way that spirit can communicate. And then we flow from there. And so the different steps throughout the exercises and the forms of channeling start off, you know, very introductory and then get super advanced.
Yeah. I want to talk with you about the way you're telling us about our spirit guide team. I want to go through this for people because part of this is making that connection, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times what people feel, Amy, is I'm not doing it right. I don't have the right team. I mean, we go through this very critical, almost doubtful. But what you're saying to my interpretation of what you're saying is, look, there are realms of consciousness and spirit guides. Here they are. Sometimes, right? You don't know who's going to show up, do you?
Right. It's surprising sometimes, but it's beautiful because when you approach everything with an open, loving heart and you ask for assistance and guidance and you feel that light and that love come in, it's kind of cool to see who shows up.
Yeah.
Is it your guide or is it an archangel, an ascended master? And the more that you feel into the frequencies and vibrations, you'll begin to develop that relationship.
I want to talk with you about, and this was so great because I saw this as I was reading the book. I went through the book twice. As I was reading the book, I missed this the first time. But in the introduction of the spirit team, you also mentioned the Akashic Records. And I think it's important to tell people what that is in the way that you've explained it here so beautifully and so practically. So anytime I say Akashic Records to people, their eyes roll because they believe it's so complicated. Can you give us your perspective on it?
Well, at a basic level, it's a library of information that shares past, present, and potentially aspects of the future with you based on your soul frequency and your origins and your past lifetimes. So you can really access a lot of information when we're struggling or we're looking to develop a gift or a skill. And you can flow into that frequency that will support you, provide some deep level information. But beyond the cognitive information, you can feel the essence of the vibration for support. Mm-hmm. So it's like it refuels you, it boosts you up. And that information, you know, you are working with the, I call them the record keepers. There are guardians that work in the records, but basically it's your own soul light. So you're really pulling in more of who you are.
I find it fascinating that out of all the things I could have put on today, mind you, to wear, this is very rare that what I will put on is a Chicana. I found out recently that my grandfather was born in Brazil, so I'm trying to connect with that culture again, that I put something on that Vera Lopez gave me, which is all about the elements, but it's all about the spirit and guide animals. And then, of course, I take the snake instead of the leopard. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because you have a section on this that you talk about. What I want to ask you is, and this is for the audience, if you're caught up in, is there a right way? Is there a wrong way? Is one guide better than the other? Because we do this, our ego does this, Amy, right? Mm-hmm. But what you're presenting is, look, here they are. And by the way, your words, they have personalities. And I am totally relating to that. How does one integrate this so that they know the trickster is not showing up? By the way, Coyote's not on here. But how to bring this together and allow for this to come forward?
Oh, wow. There's a lot here.
I know. I love it though, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, in the book, we do talk about trickster spirits and how to discern. So that's in there. Yep. But when you find the light and the frequency of support and friendship from different guides, I always feel it's kind of depending on what am I going through in life. Is this a serious time where I want, you know, deep level information? Or is it all about joy and having fun? So we receive different communities that will come in when we can. You can access, you know, your guides through meditation. So when I'm out in nature, a lot of times elements will come in. When I'm here in my office doing an angel reading, the angels come in. But there are many forms of consciousness. So you do have the spirit animal realm, I'll call it. Yeah. And that is where, you know, the animal guides can come in. And a lot of times what they do is they give you information, but they can act as inspiration for whatever qualities they're holding. They can share those with you. So strength, wisdom.
I got to tell you something. I have worked, you know, I this is always shocking to me that I get the honor of actually even speaking with you. So I'm a little bit, what do you call that? I'm a little bit almost celebrity starstruck for a moment because you have such talent, such gift, and you're so willing to share it. But what I found is some real nuances in the way you describe things. So may I give you an example? And then I'd love for you to talk to this, because if you channeled this book, I want to know who you channeled it from. I'm reading the book and I've been told multiple times that my archangel is Uriel. And I've been given like this is, but no one has ever told me. Now this makes sense. No one has ever told me that it appears as a golden light. Now, if you knew me, you can see the back of my room. You can't see the details. My best friend, Linda, of like a gazillion years, stopped asking me what my fascination with gold is. I have gold on every frame in here, anything that even remotely looks like gold. And I just read this and I thought, Is there a connection?
There is, yes. And I'll have to send you some photos. I have photos of Uriel, bright gold orbs in these photographs. And I'm like, you can see her come in. We were outside, so she loves to be in nature. I refer to Uriel as a female, but you know how angels are. Yeah. And you can see the orb flowing. Okay, perfect. Yeah. You can see the orb flowing across the tree and coming soon. That's it right here. So I'll send, but yes, gold. So the archangels have frequencies. That's, you know, they have the colors. Mm-hmm.
If you send that to us, then when we edit this, we'll put that photo in. But what I love about this is how much detail and yet how easy this is to understand. I want to jump to something as well. I just love what you've done here. I mean, I love your work, but this is something that me, a girl from the Bronx, New York, in the projects can relate to as parts of things in my life. Did you intend that to be this way? That when people read it, they'd be able to say, oh, wait a minute, sacred locations. Yes, that's why I related to the desert. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting.
Right. Well, I did sit with it from a heart space, wanting to be able to connect with whoever is willing, ready, and looking for, you know, assistance or answers in developing and deepening their connection to spirit and spirit guides, their own soul light. So I did try to write it on a very, you know, just friendly, like if you were sitting right here with me and we were talking, right? So ways that everybody can relate to. There are different examples in the book.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to take a short break, but I want to come back and I want to talk about something so fascinating to me, which I didn't expect in the book. And it's the way that you talk about gatekeepers. Oh. Now, I've heard the term before, but the way that you talk about it is so important to where we are in the world. And what I mean by that is we are in a place right now in the world, in our country, that people are looking for how to bring something in, how to bring in the protector and not the imposter, how to bring in the truth, how to know the truth of who one is. And I was so thrilled when I came to this part of the book. And I thought, why did she put this here? Because I got to talk to her a little bit about dowsing. Let's take a short break, Amy. When we come back, we're going to get into it. For those of you that are just tuning in, let me just tell you, right? The book is available everywhere. It's beautiful. We've given a couple of copies away already. I'm not quite sure where Benny is. I know he's busy answering phones. Amy Sikarski is joining me here today. You can go to her website, amysikarski.com. I'm going to spell it. Amy is A-M-Y, and it's S as in Sam, I-K as in kite, A-R-S-K-I-E.com. Olivia Jacob, if you can make sure you put that on the screen, that would be great. Lots of ways to find out about her. Amy, you have a podcast, right?
I do, the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast.
Yeah. See, we collaborate. We don't believe in competition. We're just going to share everything about everybody. No, not about everybody. Let's take a short break. When we come back, do you want to know how to use your gatekeeper? Do you think you need one? I'm going to let Amy handle that. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Whenever you start worrying or doubting, or whenever the inner mean chatter starts to steal the show and calm just goes out the window, here's a quick 30-second practice that you can do at any time. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. Let's breathe out everything right now. And breathe in for four. One, two, three, four. Breathe out, four, three, two, one. Breathe in and mentally say, I am. Breathe out, see the letters of the word calm dripping in front of your awareness. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, calm. There you go. For more of this, go to ClaudiaSMCoaching.com and click on Meditate.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Benny, you're so good with the music here.
Well, Benny? Thank you, Pat. Yeah, I've got a few years under my belt.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just get it? And I don't know what you just played, the track, but it totally relates to the gatekeeper we're about to talk about now. You ready for that?
Yeah, it's actually by the group Banners, and it's a Shine a Light.
Benny. You
look it up, folks. Have fun with it.
Look it up. Support our artists, folks.
There you go.
Amy. Again, social media, how do we find out about you? How do we get the book? Because we're going to get down. We're going to get into this gatekeeper thing now. But I want people to know how to connect with you.
So on Instagram, my name, Amy Sikarski, is a great place to connect.
Great. Now, Amy, tell me a little bit. I know you're an author, but I just need to spend a moment. I got a question that came in from one of our listeners. I think actually, I don't even know, maybe two of our listeners. Somehow they've got my cell phone. It's okay. But the question is, can you ask Amy, does she do private sessions? Because can we take a minute about what you do for a minute before we get this? Because energy therapy, Reiki, past life hypnosis, angel readings, you do it all, right?
I do. Yes. And I take private sessions and I'll work with groups too. Like if you have a group, I do past life regression through Zoom. I will do angel and aura readings by phone, or if you're international, through Skype audio. And I don't want your birthday or your sign. I no pictures, just your name talking. And I'll channel in a message for about 10 minutes and then we take questions. So I like to work without information. I don't want any information. I just let it flow through. And then I also do energy therapy. I do really extensive energy work. So the dark kind of stuff, clearing stuff, I'll do that too. And I channel the Council of Light. So that's the most advanced form of channeling that I do, where they come in and my voice changes.
So for example, if, and I am planning to do this, myself and Jessica and Linda, we are sort of the core of the leadership team of our network. And we're getting ready for a very big launch, a lot of great things. So would you work with the three of us then?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
All right.
Also, you have a school. Would you mind talking about the school?
Yes, spiritschoolonline.com. And I have a whole section of free guided energy healing meditations. So they're all designed to help you clear your energy field, activate your chakras. There's one that's a soul retrieval. I'll be adding some other ones as well. There's a mini past life regression that you can do also if somebody wants to start to flow into hypnosis.
Beautiful.
Before they book a session, they can try that on there. Then I have classes. I teach Reiki. I have a chakra course that's really nice. It's a 6-month program. And then there's a Learn to Channel class that talks all about learning to channel.
I love it. I love, by the way, may I just comment? I was so drawn to one of the pieces in your shop, right? Because Amy also has a shop. You'll be able to see it. You can shop for a wand. You can shop for a pendant. But there was something so, I was so drawn to it. I have to go back again after and just go back and look at it. It's just beautiful. Not only that, there are signature designs. And I'm hoping I can talk to Amy about creating a design for us for our new network. Now, all, having said all that, I was so drawn in by this next part of the book. And it lays the groundwork for everything else for me that comes. Can we talk about the power of protectors and not just about the them, but the processes, like what they do and helping us face the challenges of the dark sometimes, right?
Right. Yes. Well, there's different aspects to it as far as like an approach, what we can, but let's flow into everyday life.
Yes.
The way my guides talk to me, and I think many of us, is that intuitive gut instinct, or when you feel something's not quite right. And the way that I sense it is my chakras start to tighten or close down. You know, you kind of retract your energy. And it's like, okay, something right here isn't quite what needs to be. Something's not clean or accurate. So that to me is like, we can call them guardian angels. They are watching out for you, reminding you, oh, something feels funny. Maybe you want to go left instead of right, or, you know, these kinds of things. When you're working with energy and the public as a therapist, what's really nice is I'm clairvoyant, so I can see energy. But sometimes the pictures aren't really pretty. Sometimes the beings that I'm helping to release are not friendly. And so the gatekeepers step in. Now, I do work with the archangels, but my gatekeeper is very strict, like what spirits can speak to me and in what way. So if there's something that's amiss, they can, you know, we can invite in an archangel, or they'll say, yeah, this is a nice, this is a nice spirit. Go ahead and have a conversation. They do have a message, you know, for the person I'm reading for. So the gatekeeper is kind of like my bodyguard, and they filter out what information and who I connect with and speak with. And sometimes when I'm channeling the Council of Light, like I was in Mount Shasta and a Telos being came through, and he stood on the edge of our space, and my gatekeeper was just checking him out, making sure, and then asked me, okay, do you want to channel this Telos being? And I said, sure. So that's what they do. They, you know, they're watching out for us. And it just depends what skills you have that you would need, you know, the kind of dynamics in that relationship. But everyday life, you can think of them as guardian angels to help you make proper choices that are in alignment with your soul path.
Mm. Can I ask you a much more detailed question? Because I didn't know this. You would think I'd learned something in 20 years, right? When it got to the chakra section, you had a chart and you listed, right? But then you had the vortex of vortices, right? Mm-hmm. I had no concept of that. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was introduced to that in Barbara Ann Brennan's book, Hands of Light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it goes really in depth. And one of my first deep advanced energy therapy classes was through the Lionheart Institute, and it was based off of her work. So that's where it came about. But chakras are very amazing and so important. And some of my own personal healing, I did have chakras replaced. And so the vortices. And so each chakra has a set number of vortices. And when I'm doing the energetic assessments and healings, that's one thing I look at. Is a vortice detached or is one retracted? So there's like a different whole way of it, but it's an anatomical light body structure of how the energetic body works. And we basically kind of go through it in the book, because your chakras are really important for channeling. You really want to understand the frequency of your own energy field and be able to regulate it. And that's how we do it, is through a healthy chakra.
Mm. Now, the reason I wanted to talk with you about that is because I really want to talk about how now you take us through the rest of the book. And I so love the way you did this, because the rest of this is preparation and then doing, and then, should I call it follow-up for lack of a better word, but the way you bring people through this, first of all, beautifully, beautifully displayed. And you take us through everything from prep work beforehand to protocols responsibility. And then I don't know that I think you used the word discernment like 10 times here. Thank you for that. But then we go through this place of consciousness and states of consciousness. So it's like you're talking about something so abstract, but you're doing it in a very systematic, almost process, almost mind map way. I know you channeled it, but whoever you channeled must have had some Virgo.
They must. Yes.
Right?
Right. Yeah. I channeled the Council of Light, my immediate spirit guide team also, and then my higher self. But when I channel myself, I do have a protocol that I go through. And so it's it helps me. You need that. You need that to stay really grounded and clear and center, and to be able to discern, like you mentioned, who you're working with and what kind of information are they bringing in? Because that's something to really think about. A lot of us can work with energies, but picking a high frequency or one that's in alignment with, you know, your purpose and your intentions, very important. So I don't recommend just to open up to anything and everything. You know, come in at it with a little bit more, a little bit more.
So here's going to be an odd question for you, because I think it's important. Prep work I have found so important, because I have experienced what it feels like not to have good prep work. And I say good prep work because it's not a one size fits all. What are the more common missteps that people take? Because I think half the time we don't even think that there is like prep work.
Right.
Is that the right phrase? Am I using the right phrase in the book, preparation? Okay.
I think so. Yeah. Well, the first thing would be to prepare your space. So I always like to keep my room clear. This is my, you can see it. This is my energy space for healings and working. So if you go somewhere and it feels kind of dirty, heavy, or you can feel the emotional charge from whoever was there beforehand, you want to clear the space. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. So we have a whole section on it talking about tools and techniques to clearing your space. Then I would say take a note of your energy field and your own energy, your body, your emotions, and get that all cleared and clean and recognized, and then bring in some light. You want to buffer your aura. You want a really strong energetic field. And that helps you, because when your energy is really strong, you can feel the vibrations of whomever it is you're channeling. And they'll come in and kind of greet you on the edge of your aura. And one nice place to start is to call in the archangels. And when you do, you can sometimes feel the energy in the room shift. And they'll hold the space. So they hold the space. I would like to work with them for that reason. Well, many reasons, but that's one. And then you open your awareness to what questions you might have, or if you want to work with your own soul frequency, or an angel, a guide, an ascended master, whomever it might be. But the aspect of clearing your room is so you can tell if there's freaky energy there, like it's, you know, somebody had an argument, and by freaky, that's what I mean, nothing dark, but like bad energy of emotion or thoughts or intentions. And you just want to clear that out so that you're not picking up these emotions and you have those with you. So one way that you kind of can know is when you leave a space or a conversation and you're irritated, you're agitated, you're frustrated, that's a sure sign that maybe you need to clear your energy field a little bit more. And I wouldn't ever start a channeling session unless you feel purely calm, centered, it's really peaceful, and you just feel this space of it's your light around.
Yeah. And I love it, because the way that you're describing it is you're letting people know that these are personal decisions you make, that you don't go and pull this can thing off the shelf and it says, sit in this position, shut all the windows, light all the candles, because that's never been my experience. I shared this 2 days ago. The vision for this network right now that's growing to 10 channels in 5 channels by the end of this year and 10 by next. I'm driving across the I-90 after being in the studio with Benny, and we're doing a show. And the I-90 is this beautiful bridge. And when the sun's up, it's just gorgeous. And my windshield literally lit up. It just lit up. And why am I saying that? Because I just spent time with Benny in safe, sacred space, doing something that I love. And so coming out of that, I guess I was at such a place of peace that my guides knew the only way I would pay attention to that before I got back to my busy day. And I never forgot that image. That's why I love, you know, being able to talk with you, because sometimes people don't recognize that we're being given information because they're expecting it in a different way, right?
Right, right. Well, one thing is sometimes if a thought just pops into your mind, we kind of think, well, wow, I'm smart. Where'd that come from? But it's your guide often, if it just, you know, something you didn't know, or a reminder, a little nudge. So they're always talking to us. But an experience like that, what you just had, wow. I mean, of course, like, how can you deny that? That's pretty real in the real world. Yeah.
I had to pull over. I was like, you can't pull over on the bridge. But when I got to, I mean, honestly, it was so vivid that I could hardly see the traffic. But when I got to the other side, I had to pull over, and it was still there, and it became more vibrant. And the reason, and by the way, I didn't deviate from it at all. But I had to keep asking because I didn't have any how. And I was so surprised. You know, there's so much to talk about. But I want to go to a quote in the book to kind of bring this full circle, I think. And towards the end of the book, there's something that says, "We see the light of who you are, honor, cherish, and trust in your journey." And I tell you, I think one of the greatest challenges is trusting in the journey, especially when there are moments that don't, where it doesn't even look like a journey. How important is trusting in the journey?
It's so important. And I think especially in uncharted territories, it's very important, because we might say, what's the next step? And it's like, I don't know, but I can feel something is guiding me in my heart, in my gut, like, this is the right path, this is the right choice, and I know that it will unfold. Mm-hmm. So it's all those little moments that then you look back, you know, in the future, you look back, and you're like, whoa, how did I get here?
Amy, there's so much. I know I've talked about a lot. I know I've asked a lot of questions, and I have a funny feeling I've left some other important things out. I'd love for you to talk a bit now about the fact that you've put sections in here on advanced channeling, physical, vocal. Can you talk to that? Because a lot of people don't know there's a difference. They don't know that there could be more, right?
Right. Yeah, well, it depends, like, on where you get them from or how you get the information your cleric gifts. But when you flow into physical channeling, and by the way, energy therapy is physical channeling, so that's a form of it. But when you're talking about receiving verbal messages, I share my energy body and I'll share my physical body with my guides, and they will speak. My voice changes. I'm still here, like, I'm hanging out right here. I can listen to everything. I can pop back into the conversation if I want to, but the benefit is you'll feel the vibrations, so you get a transmission of energy as the person, you know, receiving. And also they can speak fast and clear and succinct. They'll use words that I don't use, and sometimes go into conversations I don't want to go into, so they get to do that. So that's the nice thing about, for me as a channel, it's like, okay, sure, let, you know, we're here to support, we're here in service, we're working together. It's a partnership and a friendship that I have with my guides, and they just bring that information through in such a way. It's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for today. And before I get to my last question, I want to take a moment again for people to, one, get a copy of the book, find out more about you, find out how to work with you, all of that. Would you mind just telling folks one more time how they can do all of that?
Yeah, if you visit amysakarsky.com, you can get, there's links to the book, to my podcast, to the school, to the meditations, and, you know, to services. And then you can also get your book on, it's on the ebook or in physical, so print, anywhere in the world it's available. So yeah, all those places. And then for social, I am on Instagram the most. So I'm on Amy Sikarski, and I also run Raise the Vibe Tribe. So you can find me on Instagram.
And what is Raise? Tell us a minute what Raise the Vibe Tribe. Tell us a little bit about that. We have time to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was an inspired page that I created probably 5 years ago, I think, just for positive messages. It's like there's a lot going on in the world. And when I'm having a day, I don't need to see all of that. If I just want to go for inspiration and messages of positivity, sometimes we get sassy on there, but it's okay. It's all in fun. And so they're messages, they're quotes of the day, and I'll do lives. So sometimes I go on, I'll do lives, I'll do readings through the videos, and you can go watch the past lives with channeled messages. But yeah, Raise the Vibe Tribe on Instagram.
Thank you so much. I have one additional question. I know we've talked about a lot, but I also know that there's so much more to talk about. And I would love to know from you, what is your personal message for our listeners? And what, if any, is a channeled message you'd like to bring forward?
I kind of got the answers backwards, but perfect. So I'm hearing as the channel message, keep the hope alive. So it feels like there's, you know, it's like, wow, these past few years, oh my goodness. So it's going to get better. So keep the hope alive. And I see a lot of light come in. They're talking about recharging your solar plexus chakra. That's our personal power, inner strength. And it feels like it's depleted for many of us. So they want you to do that. Spend time in nature is a great way. Go in the sun, smile, laugh, bring joy in. And then for myself, it's, I would say, continue to follow your heart, and that'll get you where you need to be. So life is just a little blip in eternity. And I think even though there's challenges, we can always find the beauty in the experience.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty in each other, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for being a beautiful soul. Thank you for sharing your gifts, your talents, and also the transfer of knowledge. It's so important that we, you know, become storytellers and pass knowledge on generation after generation. I don't think it's ever been more important than it is now for people to trust their intuition, their guides, and to be able to feel so supported in the world. Thank you so much for everything, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. It's been a joy.
Yes. And when you send me that, Uriel, when you send me that, Jacob will put it in the show. I would love to get it. Thank you so much. Great show. If you all missed any part of this, this will be available on Facebook. It'll be available in our archives. We're going to send a copy to Amy. Amy can do what she wants with it. I want to thank the team here that makes this possible for me. And that is Jacob, Olivia, and Benny, of course. And all of you are the most important element. You are best audience on the planet. We do this for you. Let's take a short break. When we come back, you're going to meet another amazing woman that's bringing forth the light of transformational life strategies. We'll be right back.